Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No better way to celebrate a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday than by talking to PFT commenter on the BetQL guest line. Let's waste no time. PFT, what's going on, man? You've been
what's up, troublemaker?
You've had a hell of a week, dude.
What's up, boys? Yeah, it's been an all-timer. Very confusing week at times, but it's been great, and I'm pumped to get to Arizona. I hope I'm going to see you guys there. Are you guys going to be on Radio Row?
We're not. We're just doing radio from the house we rented. But B Mitch is making ribs Wednesday night. If you want to come over.
I gotta check the schedule. I put me down as a probably yes on that one.
All right.
I would love to stop by. Yes. Okay. I'm like 75% there on that one.
Are you?
Are you gonna be at
Radio Row? What are you doing? Because you guys are credentialed now.
I think,
right?
I am gonna be there. I'm going there Wednesday. I think
I'm going there Wednesday also.
I think the exact wording that the NFL has for us is apprehend on site for most of Barstool Sports. We are not permitted to go on Radio Row. They let Will Compton and Taylor Lewan there because I guess Taylor's technically in the NFL, and Will says that he is. So they had a hard time keeping him out of Radio Row if they're actually, like, you know, employees of the league. But for everybody else, no. Roger Goodell, I think he's got, like, a team of spies that are going to be on the lookout for us. 2 years ago, they passed out, like, a wanted poster for me, Dave, Big Cat, and a few other guys at Barstool, just being like, do not let these people in. They will probably be attempting to use fake credentials to get past security. Got to admit, Roger Goodell absolutely nailed me on that one. I did have a fake credential ready to go.
Dude, I remember two things. I remember the Miami Super Bowl, the last Super Bowl before COVID, all you guys being at whatever it is called, media night, that night, and Portnoy's credential was like three times the size of everyone else.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a fake mustache on. And I was like, how does nobody – like, I thought it was hysterical and amazing. But, like, how does nobody notice that? Then do you remember – I think it was Indy. I think it was the Combine where you, Big Cat, and Hank were going to come to our set. And this was just when I was doing the podcast out there and sit down at the little fake miniature media radio row they do at the Combine. And you literally got, like, apprehended at the gate. And we had to come outside and shoot the segment with you guys, like,
wow,
outside of the outside of the
why is it so tough
hall
on you all, man?
We're the bad boys of podcasting, B. Mitch. We aren't afraid to crack a few eggs to make our omelets, you know? We've said some questionable things about Roger Goodell in the past. Actually, no, I'm going to take that back. We've said some very true things about Roger Goodell in the past.
If it's a truth, then it's cool.
To be questionable. Yeah, well, that's how it should work in America. But Goodell, unfortunately, runs a dictatorship, so what he says goes. And he's also a liar, and I could just talk about Goodell for like hours, but he said that I think this is under oath in Congress in his testimony. He said that he was not familiar with Barstool Sports or Dave Portnoy. Meanwhile, he's actively had our names put on lists to not let us into places. Dave paid $200,000 in a charity auction to watch Monday Night Football with Roger Goodell. And Goodell said, no, give this guy his money back. I'm not watching with him. So he knows exactly who we are, but it's better for us if he, you know, remains kind of like an enemy of ours. Because the second the NFL accepts us, allows us in, then we lose that street cred. So I'm perfectly happy to be banned from all official NFL activities. I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to keep promoting his league because I love the NFL. But it's kind of cool to be like, yeah, sorry, we can't come meet you. We will be arrested if we step foot on site. Now, that's not to say that I'm not going to try to trespass somewhere this year, because that's part of the fun of it, you know, like getting away with stuff. It's fun to do hood rat stuff with your friends. And that's probably, I'm going to push the limits on it this year, and we'll see what happens.
I love it. So let's talk about the other trouble you've caused more recently. What the hell happened with you and Arian Foster and saying the NFL is rigged and people actually believing what
it was sarcasm.
What was very clearly a joke?
Well, B. Mitch knows, because he played in the league for a while. You show up in week one, you have the script writer come in, and you guys do like a dress rehearsal of what you're going to be doing on TV that weekend. And then, you know, you give feedback and notes on it, and then he makes edits to it. He runs it by the league office. It's like a giant movie. It's basically all theater. No, what the real deal was, you know, people have been talking about, like, the NFL and it being rigged because there were some questionable calls, which, you know, that's going to happen. I'm not saying the officiating's good, but in a game that's played at that speed, you're going to miss some stuff. So there's been a lot of talk about, you know, whether or not it's rigged. And a lot of the dumber people in the world are like, yeah, this entire thing is scripted. If you look at it, it's no different from WWE. If you look around the league, you know how many hundreds and thousands of people would have to be in on the league being rigged? You do think that somebody's going to work out their entire life, train super hard, go through college, bust their ass playing football. They get to the NFL, and week one you get a script, and it's like, yeah, sorry, in your script you're going to tear your ACL week one, and you're not going to have an NFL career. You think anybody would ever go along with that, ever? Like, it doesn't pass the smell test. But I think most people who are smart would understand that. But Arian was in the studio, and we were doing our podcast, Macrodosing, and I was just like, so, Arian, you know, you were talking to us about how everything's scripted in the NFL, and we were just joking. And so Arian starts talking about, like, how he got his script, and some weeks it would be like he needs to have a hamstring injury this week, and other weeks he's going to score three touchdowns. And how committed the team was to the script, like there were a bunch of actors that were all like trying to make a movie together. And it was pretty obviously sarcasm. And then it started to take, I feel bad because I got the video clip of him saying it. I put it online and I phrased it like deadpan, being like, wow, Arian Foster admits the NFL's rigged. And it kind of took off. And I'd say like 90% of people understand that it was a joke. If you listen to it, we're very obviously joking about it, especially if you listen to Big T at the end, ask him how right. Come the script writers took away all of his ability after he came out as an atheist. But so we started like, it started going viral, and the 10% of people that didn't get it, they were like getting mad at Arian Foster and saying that he was like an idiot. And Arian is like the farthest thing from an idiot in the world. He's like a very funny guy, and he was in on this entire bit. So I just kind of felt bad that maybe there were some people out there that didn't realize that he was joking. And that looked bad on him, but he's the best. And so, like, he thinks that this has been extremely funny. You know, like, it's been a pain in his ass in terms of, like, checking his Twitter mentions and being able to use his phone. He doesn't like that part of it. But the rest of it, it's been very funny to see, like, the NFL world weigh in on it, and how Marlon Humphreys was like, oh, yeah, I only gave up 200 yards to Ja'Marr Chase because they said that was in the script. And part of the memes that have come out of it have been – it's been very, very funny to watch it take off. But yeah, I do. I owe Arian a big one. I told him on Wednesday's show that I need to take some bullets for him. So if he needs to throw me under the bus for anything, I do owe him.
It just shows you how many fools in this world. People really were believing that. And like, listen, I remember in the fifth grade, third grade, teacher told one student something in their ear and said, tell the next person, go around the class. It changed five times with 25 kids.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me they really believe you could take 47 guys, plus you have another 20-plus that are on practice squad and the ones that are inactive that day, all these coaches, and everybody can go through one script for all these years, and nobody ever knew any of this, so they believe Arian Foster when he said it. Listen, there are a bunch of dumbasses in the world, point blank. Let's just be real. Because when I'm looking at it, I just started laughing. I say, oh, this is going to take off right here. And people were believing it. Then you get the 10 who think they're super smart. They argue and get mad at him as if you can't be saying that. You know that's wrong. No, dude, you're the fool for getting mad.
So you fall into one of three camps. You either understand that he was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
The second camp is you think that he's being serious, but you feel like Arian is an idiot for saying it. Like, you think that Arian's really, really dumb, and he's just saying something to, you know, whatever the case may be, like trying to make headlines. Or
Oh, he did that!
So we did that. It did make headlines, but not because Arian was, like, trying to say that the NFL was actually rigged. Yeah. And then the third camp of people, and this is my personal favorite, the camp of people that were like, preach, Arian. That's right. I always knew this was rigged. Thank you for finally being brave enough to stand up for this and speak your mind on this. And just know that, like, I got your back. And if anything happens to you, I know that it's the Illuminati that did it to you. You know, like, those people, those are my favorite that are taking it very seriously. I've noticed that it's started to go international now. So EPL and, like, European soccer started doing memes of different players, like the fellow from Denmark, Christian Eriksen, who had his heart stop in a game a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was like, Christian Eriksen finding out the script for the Euro 2000 finals or whatever. And I think the biggest piece of proof that you can have that the NFL is not rigged is, do you really think that Matt Ryan and Kyle Shanahan and the Atlanta Falcons would be like, okay,
yeah, yeah,
we're going to go up 28 points to the Super Bowl, and we're going to be known for the rest of our lives,
right,
as the guys that gave up the biggest comeback in postseason history? That would never in a million years happen. But it's been very funny to see it go as far as ahead, because we thought we were just joking around about it. We never expected it to take off. But I feel bad that to a certain extent there are some people out there that believe that Arian Foster believes that. That's not what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, so it's one of your guys, and I follow, it's like, you know how KFC does that 1 minute on Instagram thing, like the news stories in 1 minute? Forgive me for not knowing the other dude's name, but it was in relation to Tom Brady retiring. And the dude was like, the internet consists at all times of three reactions to any news event. There's the good reaction, the bad reaction, and the ugly reaction. And it was just so funny watching that incredibly fake story become a story. And then real outlets run with it. Like, I saw your tweet about Sports Illustrated running with it. Like, you're Sports Illustrated. What the hell are you doing?
Well, I kind of respect what Sports Illustrated did in, like, a scumbag way. So,
right.
Sports Illustrated, for a long time, they were looked at as a bastion of journalistic integrity in the sports world.
Right.
I mean, they were second to none. I read Sports Illustrated growing up. They had the best writers there, the best editors there. It was fantastic. And they've recently pivoted to try to be more like other websites that aren't news dedicated, to just, like, get clicks no matter what. So they'll do, like goofy stuff and stuff that's obviously, like, not, you know, it's a lot of clickbait. So what they did was they ran the headline, former NFL player Arian Foster says the NFL is completely scripted, and discusses, you know, whatever it was, his time in Houston and the scripts that they used to run. And then you click on the article, and you have to go three-quarters of the way down the page until the article says Arian was joking and being sarcastic during this. So you can't have it both ways. You either have to run
right,
the correct headline, or you have to just completely whiff on the story entirely and say that he actually believes it. But again, in a scumbaggy way, like, I understand the internet game that they're playing, and mm-hmm. So you just have to tip your cap for that reason. Be like, okay, at least you're being shameless about it.
Am I crazy, but haven't clicks kind of been devalued in a lot of ways? Like, hasn't the internet gotten smarter?
Nope.
I guess not. Right.
It's definitely not gotten smarter, but there are a lot of websites that I think are chasing, like Sports Illustrated is one of those. They were financially successful for a long time, and then they fell behind on the internet trend, and they didn't invest in it right, and they didn't make the right hires. And they also had some, like, private equity stuff too, but their business model was all screwed up because they were too reliant on the mail subscriptions. And so when everybody was making money off the internet and off clicks, they were, like, 5 years behind.
Yep.
And so then once people start pivoting off the clicks model on the internet, that's when Sports Illustrated is getting right in. So they're just always about five years behind any of the trends in media.
Yeah, it's interesting because they still, like, Breer is a powerhouse NFL reporter. I think Pat Forty's with them now, who's a great college sports reporter. Like, they still have some high-end reporting, but it is, I don't know, man.
You're right. They're reporting. They do have good reporters, for sure. They've got some of the best. But then the rest of the website that's run by, I guess, the people that joined after they got bought out or sold, like, that part is no good.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's switch to a little bit of Commander stuff. We're talking with our friend PFT Commenter here from Barstool Sports and, of course, the Pardon My Take podcast, where we are all AWLs. A lot being made this week of Ron Rivera playing in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am instead of being at the Senior Bowl. Where do you land on that?
Yeah, I honestly could not care at all about that. Like, yeah, let Ron go out and golf. Like, I mean, he's had – if you coach a full season for this franchise, you probably need an extended vacation somewhere. Like, that's for your mental health, you need to go somewhere and just mellow out for a while. And I'm not excusing Ron and everything. There's definitely, you know, some issues that he's had. I also think that this could be a one-foot-out-the-door thing. I think that there's, you know, if the ownership move happens soon, which, you know, we've all heard rumors here and there about, then I feel like he knows that he's not going to be here for the long haul, maybe even the rest of the year. So, I mean, good for Ron. He's in his twilight years as a coach. Let the man go golf. There is a lot of stuff that I get worked up about with this franchise. I cannot muster the energy to get upset because Ron Rivera went golfing and say going to the Senior Bowl when he's probably not going to be coaching the team for longer than a year anyways.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right.
I'm with you on that, man. I get pissed at a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to get pissed at a man for in the offseason enjoying himself at an event when he has people that their jobs are to go to those places and do those things.
Yeah, no, hang on one second because I'm just realizing I got to be consistent. If Hank, our producer on Pardon My Take, had done what Ron Rivera is doing and went golfing instead of going to work, I would be all over him. So in the interest of consistency, I will say that Ron Rivera is suspended from producing the Pardon My Take podcast for 6 months if he wants to do that. So I just realized that I spent about 15 minutes just jumping down Hank's throat because he wants to play a couple rounds of golf next week. So credit to me for being logically consistent.
If Hank needs some golf rounds, we could probably use an eighth on Tuesday. So let me know.
Okay.
I think I'm largely with you. It's bad optics, but I think Ron just might not care about the optics. And yeah, he didn't go to the Senior Bowl last year either. It's not like they don't have people at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah. If he had gone last year, then maybe this year you could say something. He didn't go last year, as you just stated. He had his people
there.
You know
what? You know what? Given Ron's track record as a GM, maybe it's okay that he's not doing the scouting in place. So, I don't know. That might be a mixed blessing for us. I mean, I like Ron, but yeah, as far as like going to a golf tournament in January, yeah, go take a break, get out of here, get out of the city, come back refreshed. I'm not in a place to get worked up about that just yet.
So let's ask you one more then. Yesterday marked 1 year of the Commanders. It marked the 1 year anniversary of 2/2/22, which was the unveiling, perhaps a little underwhelming. Has the name grown on you? Has the uniforms? Like, how do you feel about being a Commanders fan 1 year later?
I like eating cereal in the morning, JP. I like having a bowl of like Raisin Bran every now and again. It does the job. I never have a great bowl of Raisin Bran. I never have a bad bowl of Raisin Bran. I just kind of eat cereal sometimes when I'm getting ready for work, and I don't think about it at all for the rest of the day. That's how I feel about the Commander's name all the time, and about like how the franchise has branded themselves. It's a bowl of cereal. It's not good. It's not awful. It's just kind of there. And until we win a Super Bowl, not necessarily even a Super Bowl, until we start winning consistently, then no one's going to have any attachment to the name whatsoever, because it does feel like it was created, you know, in a focus group designed to appeal to, you know, the military contractors in the region, which as a business standpoint, like, I understand that. But I don't think that anybody's going to love that team name until we have sustained success. And once we do, then people will be like all in on the team. That's just how our brains work. If we you know, have a 10-year stretch where we go to the playoffs 6-7 times, people are going to be all in, being like, go Commies, let's go Commanders. But until that happens, everyone's just going to be like, man, because it's not a great name. It's just kind of, it's neutral, it's bland, it's there, it's whatever. Looking back a year ago, I was very underwhelmed by it because there were other better options. The Red Wolves, the Hogs, the Red Hogs, all those would have been great names. And I'm just glad that we got Major Tutty out of it. So as long as we've got Tutty, then, you know, God bless the broken road that led us to this point.
All right, dude. Hopefully next week we get to catch up for a beer or two. I don't know what the Phoenix Scottsdale equivalent is of Northside Tavern in Atlanta, but we'll have to find out.
I've got some boots on the ground in Arizona, some dive bar experts out there that are going to give me some good intel. I'm way ahead of you on that one. You guys want to put a little wager on the Pro Bowl? Are they actually playing a game?
No.
We can't figure out if last night was the Pro Bowl or if there's more coming this weekend. Do you
I
know?
Think there might. There's got to be a flag football game, right? Isn't it flag football?
And I think that's the night, right?
Okay, well.
We don't know.
We probably should
look it up, but we don't know.
All right, so here's what I think is going to happen. And again, I do not know the arrangement of things for this weekend. I think it's a flag football game, and Peyton and Eli are the two captains. So I'll let you guys decide if that's actually what happens. I'll let you guys decide who you want, Peyton or Eli. I'll take the other side, and then the loser has to buy a night's worth of drinks for the winner.
Well, hell, I'll just buy the drinks.
All right. Well, B-Mitch is buying. I'll take Eli. I've decided Eli is my favorite Manning, which is a tough thing.
I like Cooper.
Cooper seems cool, too.
Cooper's my favorite.
I've never
met Cooper. Olivia guy. I like Olivia, the mom.
It's the commercial.
She doesn't get enough credit. Okay, so I'm going to take Peyton then?
Yeah, you get Peyton, I get Eli, but B-Mitch says he's buying anyway. So we're all winners.
Love it. Thank you, B-Mitch. Appreciate you.
Hey, PFT, I might text you. Barry's for Luga this morning wrote an article in the Washington Post, a column on why B should be in the Hall of Fame. And we're going to try to, as much as Brian doesn't want me to bring this up, I'm going to keep bringing it up. And I think you might enjoy reading it.
Yeah, no, Brian Mitchell deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is incomplete without B. Mitch gracing its halls.
We're going to make it happen. I'm going to send you the article. I think you'll like it. Thank you for the time, dude. We always appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, brother.
That's our guy,
bye.
PFT Commenter. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram, at PFT Commenter. Listen to the Pardon My Take podcast. We're giving away Wizards tickets at 11:45.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.